Welcome to Capstone News Now. This is breaking news. I'm Rich Robinson. Former South African president and civil rights icon Nelson Mandela has passed away. Died at the age of 95 just this morning, a few hours ago actually, at his home. Of course, he was an anti-apartheid icon who spent 27 years in prison, led his country to democracy, and became its first black president. South African President Jacob Zuma said in a speech earlier, he is now resting, he is now at peace. Our nation has lost his greatest son, our people have lost their father. A state funeral has been announced that it'll be held. This coming from NBC News. Though he was in power for only 5 years, Mandela was a figure of enormous moral influence the world over, a symbol of revolution, resistance, and triumph over racial segregation. He inspired a generation of activists, left celebrities and world leaders starstruck, won the Nobel Peace Prize, and raised millions for humanitarian causes. South Africa is still bedeviled by challenges from class inequity to political corruption to AIDS, and with Mandela's death, it has lost a beacon of optimism. We're going to continue bringing you breaking news coverage of the death of Nelson Mandela. Obviously, this is a big deal here in the state of Alabama for our civil rights history. Mandela meant so much to so many different leaders, young and old, for many different decades, whether it was Reverend Martin Luther King or people of our modern era. Mandela is one of those people that is incredibly consequential. And we'll be speaking to people throughout the afternoon at 4:45. State Representative Christopher England will be calling our program, speaking to us about that. We'll be speaking to representatives from civil rights museums and other organizations throughout our program. This is continuing coverage. Again, our breaking news at this hour, Nelson Mandela, civil rights icon, former South African president, has died at the age of 95. We're continuing coverage on Capstone News Now. This is a story that means a lot to the state of Alabama, to Tuscaloosa, because of our history with civil rights issues and triumphs and defeats. We have a lot of people coming up on our program to speak about those issues. State Representative Chris England will be joining us at 4:45 from his office here in Tuscaloosa. We'll be speaking to leaders from civil rights museums across the state and other organizations, political science professors, people that have learned about Nelson Mandela, heard his words, and we're going to continue to bring you that to you. This is our top story. Of course, Nelson Mandela, civil rights icon, died at the age of 95 earlier today. That's according to South African President Jacob Zuma. Mandela, the revered South African anti-apartheid icon who spent 27 years in prison, led his country to democracy and became its first black president. He was 95. Zuma says he is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost his greatest son. Our people have lost their father. The nation, South Africa, announced that a state funeral will be held. Interestingly enough, Mandela only was in office for 5 years as president of South Africa, but of course, he is a person that we have all heard about or read about or seen in our culture, in our media, in our politics, somebody who, despite his relatively short elected career, has meant very much on our society. I'm joined here with Sonny Dill. Sonny, this is kind of the initial reaction that we've got here. We're working hard to kind of bring people more of this news. But Nelson Mandela, obviously somebody that we, you know, as college students, we learned about as a young person, as young people, and continue to learn about today.
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot, not only for South Africa, but for the world as a whole. A lot of people can feel, you know, his effects throughout the world, and not only there, but, you know, even in the state of Alabama, especially like with the civil rights movement and everything. You know, it's a very sad loss today, so.
It is indeed. Here's some quotes, famous quotations from Nelson Mandela. I am fundamentally an optimist. Whether that comes from nature or nurture, I cannot say. Part of being an optimist is keeping one's head pointed towards the sun, one's feet moving forward. Another famous quotation from Nelson Mandela. There were many dark moments when my faith in humanity was sorely tested, but I would not and could not give myself up to despair. That way lies defeat and death. And one final quotation here from Nelson Mandela, and we'll continue bringing you more news on his death, the international reaction, the local reaction here in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa. I'm sure the President of the United States will issue a statement. We'll be sure to bring you that. the greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. That's from Nelson Mandela as well. We'll continue here with our continuing coverage. We'll bring you more of the news that matters to you. Continue to stay with us. This is Capstone News Now. We'll continue our breaking news coverage of the death of Nelson Mandela. Stay with us. You're listening to Capstone News Now here on WVUA FM. I'm Rich Robinson. Thanks for joining us. Our breaking news at this hour: former South African president and anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela has died at the age of 95. South African President Jacob Zuma announced it earlier today in a statement. The current president of South Africa, Zuma, said he is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost his greatest son. Our people have lost their father. A state funeral will be held. Mandela retired from public life in 2004 with the half-joking directive, "Don't call me, I'll call you," and had largely stepped out of the spotlight, spending much of his time with family in his childhood village. His health had been fragile in recent years. He has spent almost 3 months in a hospital in Pretoria after being admitted in June for a reoccurring lung infection. He was released on September 1st and, of course, earlier today died in his home in South Africa. We're continuing our full-team coverage here of the death of Nelson Mandela. And for those of you that think, well, why would you continue to talk about it? Well, the city of Tuscaloosa, a city obviously ripped apart and sewn back together by struggles of civil rights, of racial inequities, of racial strife and division. And Nelson Mandela was probably one of the most well-known people in the history of the world in terms of trying to heal those divisions. And many people across the city, across the state, across this country are rushing right now to talk about Nelson Mandela, his impact on the world and other, and on race relations and on so much other issues. We will bring you more news throughout the day. This is not the only thing that's happened. And sometimes if an issue happens so far away, we kind of lose focus to its import, but it still is incredibly important. We will continue talking about it and bringing it to you throughout the program today. But there is other news, and for that, we will go to our own Taylor Ray. She'll bring us a few news updates. Taylor? Thank you, Taylor Ray. We appreciate that. Taylor will continue to bring us the more news from around the world throughout the day. Some world leaders have reacted to the death of Nelson Mandela. Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Cameron, tweeted, "A great light has gone out in the world. Nelson Mandela was a hero of our time. I've asked for the flag at number 10 Downing Street to be flown at half-mast." Prime Minister of Canada also tweeting, "All of Canada mourns with the family of Nelson Mandela and the citizens of South Africa. The world has lost one of its great moral leaders." So continuing to get out support from other world leaders and people across the globe on the death of Nelson Mandela. He passed away earlier, a few hours ago, in South Africa at the age of 95.
Well, we've been talking about the death of Nelson Mandela, but here in Tuscaloosa, we know that final exams are still going on next week, so we have a library hour news update for you. The Bruno Library will be open December 9th through the 12th from 7 a.m. until 3 a.m. The McClure Educational Library will be open December 2nd through the 13th from 7 a.m. till 12 a.m. The Gorgas Library and Rogers Library will be open 24 hours from now till December 13th. So be sure, if you need to go to the libraries, that Gorgas and Rogers will be open 24 hours, and then Bruno and McClure will be open for certain times. And you can also go to the UA website to find out that information. We're not going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to keep going here, Sonny, with continuing breaking news coverage of the death of Nelson Mandela. You're listening to Capstone News Now here on WVUA FM. President of South Africa Nelson Mandela has passed away at the age of 95. That's according to South African President Jacob Zuma. Jacob Zuma, of course, the current president of South Africa, says in a statement, "He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost his greatest son. Our people have lost their father." That's what we're hearing from Jacob Zuma.